You seem tired. Can't fall asleep all of a sudden. You can twist your head in the darkness all you want. You're not going to find me. With how dark your room is, my shadowy form is barely visible to you. The only thing that gives it away is that there's something slightly darker from the rest of everything, and it's just out of eyeshot. No matter where you look, no matter how quickly you move, I'm just always out of the corner of your eye. You're not going to see me if you keep this up. If you want to see what I am, you're going to earn it. I'm looking for someone who understands how to take orders and follow instructions. I need someone who can be obedient. You're just the right amount of lonely and wanting attention to fit that bill. It's been a while since someone showed interest in you, hasn't it? I figured it was, precious. You didn't start shaking when you heard my voice. You aren't even nervous about the fact that you can't really perceive me. You're just excited that you're talking to someone who's real. That this isn't the voice in your head, aren't you? That's good. I'm glad you're excited to meet me. It's much better than you being scared. You're going to do as I say, aren't you? Already doing everything I ask of you. So good for me. You're a little bracelet, it seems. That's going to bode very well for you. As long as you do what I say, I see no reason to stop complimenting you. You were struggling to fall asleep before I spoke, were you not? I'm going to help you rest, and I'm going to test you as well. It can be two birds with one stone. We can see just how good you are at doing what you're told. But I can't just take you for your word, precious. No, no, no. I need to see it with my own eyes. You could be lying to try to get me to disappear. It's a good thing I'm not that easy to get rid of. You can't Scooby-Doo your way out of pleasing me. Are you getting what I'm saying? What I'm implying is that you're going to be obedient to me because you want to see where this is going. You're too curious, precious. You wouldn't be able to fall asleep if you told me to go away now. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to please a creature like me. You're not even sure what I am other than a voice you can't place. Something just out of sight. And vision enough to annoy you, to remind you of my presence, but not enough for you to make out which shape I am. It's okay, precious. You're not supposed to. Looking upon my form would only take away your vision, something I think you're rather keen to keep. Yes? I would think so. So then just do as I say and you'll keep that important vision of yours. And you'll earn my favor. Really, it's a win-win for you. There is no downside to doing what I say, is there? You could be nervous about what I might ask, but that's part of the thrill. You don't know what I want from you. All you know is that I want you. More specifically, I want you to prove something to me. Do you think you can do that? I think you can. See, you're tired and you can't fall asleep. You love praise and want to show me that you can behave well. It's clear to me that the only way that you're going to get me to go is showing me how well you can come. I'm going to tell you how to touch yourself, and you're going to do just that. You aren't going to tell me no. You aren't going to try looking at me directly. You're going to do as you're told and start playing with yourself, aren't you? It's cute that you're weighing your options here. The illusion of choice is so powerful for you, isn't it? That's okay. I don't mind waiting. Take all the time you need, precious. You'll come to the right answer eventually. They always do. You'll start touching yourself and making yourself feel good just like I asked. All because you want to prove something. You can't explain why, but you want to earn my praise. You're willing to do anything for my approval. You just want to be praised and loved and taken care of, precious. Why don't you show me you can be good and I'll give you what you need? I'll take care of you just like a mommy should. Touch yourself for me. Show me what feels good, precious. I want to see everything that makes you come. So touch yourself for me. Come on. You can do it, honey. Show me what you like. That's it. Just like that. Oh, so good. Starting off slowly, just how I asked. Just look at you. Don't go any faster than that yet. Yeah, you don't need to. You just need to warm up. Get yourself excited to be putting on a show for me. Oh, that's it, precious. Doesn't it feel good? I bet it does. Your own warm hand starts to help your pleasure build. Oh, just like that, precious. You're doing such a good job for me. Not speeding up. Not thinking you know best. You trust me, don't you? Oh, that's so good. You can always trust me, honey. Yeah, that's right. You can always trust I'm going to tell the truth. That I'm going to say what you need to hear. That I'm going to give you exactly what you need. Oh, that's it. Oh, so good. Oh, just like that. You know you can trust me, honey, don't you? Oh, I bet you do. I'm always gonna help you. I'm never going to steer you wrong. That's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to help you out. Help you take care of yourself. You just need a little extra help, precious. That's what I'm here to do. And you're doing such a good job already. Listening to everything I told you. Not speeding up, even though you must really want to. You really are on your best behavior, aren't you, honey? Yes, you are. So good for me. Keep touching yourself, just like that, precious. It feels so good to listen, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. No more thoughts of your own. You don't have to think. You just have to let me in. I can do that for you, precious. Help you out whenever you need. Come on, think about it. Wouldn't it be nice to have someone like me around? Someone to help you out. To help you take care of your wants and needs. You're just so good for me, honey. Imagine how much better you could be if I was always around. Always just out of sight. It would be motivation to always have me on your heels. You let me in, and your life will get easier, honey. You can always feel like this. Doesn't it feel good to follow instructions? Mm-hmm. It's so nice to submit, to give your pleasure, your own autonomy over to someone else, something else, something that actually knows how to handle it. You feel better when you're on your knees, don't you? You're a natural at this, precious. It's no surprise how well you're taking to this. You need someone who is above you for you to respect. You don't take care of yourself for yourself, but for others. Having me always with you, that will give you someone to keep you accountable. A reason to take care of yourself and make yourself feel good. Doesn't it feel nice to be praised after being told what to do? That's because you were meant for this, honey. So naturally submissive. It's amazing that you were able to last this long on your own. You need someone to take control of you. You can't be left in charge of yourself, and you don't have to be. Not with me around. You'll never, ever have to worry about anything else. You can just let me take care of it. Whatever you want, whatever you need or can't do, I can just pop in, help you with it, maybe even do it for you. And in exchange for this, all you have to do is loan me your body from time to time. That's not too difficult for you, is it? I didn't think it would be. Not with how you're feeling right now. Getting closer to your own orgasm the faster you touch yourself. That's it, precious. Keep going. You feel so good, don't you? I bet you do. Touching yourself so perfectly for me. Your pleasure building as you keep going. Don't you dare think about stopping. You're doing so good for me. Just look at you. Absolutely stunning. Melting into your own pleasure, touching yourself faster and faster, bringing yourself closer for me. You look so fucking good like this, precious. Keep it up. Keep going. You're irresistible when you're moaning like this. My only wish is that you could see the expression of lust on my face. Oh, how I want you. I'm so proud of you, honey. Taking instructions so well. following your own bliss. Oh, just like that, hun. Make yourself feel good. Keep fucking yourself for me. I'm getting wetter the more I watch you. Nipples hardening as you keep making those lewd noises. Oh, don't you dare stop. You sound fucking delicious. Keep being loud for me, honey. I want to hear every single one of those noises. It feels that good, doesn't it? Then don't hold back for me, honey. Let go. Let me see everything you have. Fuck yourself like you were fucking me. Picture that it's me on top of you. My shadowy form, a heavy weight in your lap. Oh, while you thrust against one of my pillowy thighs. Sliding against it with ease. Moaning as my hands grip you tighter, bring you closer against me. You already look so good like this. I can only imagine how I would feel looking directly at you. Oh, fuck. Seeing the eagerness to serve, the willingness to obey. Oh, it would be too much. You're doing your best to be good for me, aren't you? I can see it, honey. You're making me so proud. Keep it up. Keep going. You don't want to disappoint me when we're so close to the finish, right? No. You want this to keep building. You don't want it to ever end. Feeling my presence against your neck as you buck into your own hands. Your noises come freer the longer we go on. You must be so close, precious. How close are you? Do you want to come for me? Interesting. But do you deserve to come for me? Wanting something and deserving something are two completely different things. You want to come because you've been touching yourself, playing with yourself just how I asked. So good for me, precious. But that pleasure is building and you want to release it. You're so eager to come for me, to show me how good you are. You want to prove that you deserve to see me. It must be so frustrating, only catching glimpses out of the corner of your eyes. Oh, you're getting so close. You want to come. But I'm wondering if you deserve it. Are you truly desperate enough? Or do you think you can wait a little bit longer? I don't know if you can. You lack self-control, precious. That's why you need someone like me, isn't it? All you have to do is say it. All you have to do is let me. Say that you want me, honey. Oh, so good for me, precious. You can come. Come for me, honey. Be good for me. You've earned this. Such a good little thing. Yes, you are. Come for me, precious. Oh, just like that. So good for me. Yes, you are. Coming on command just like that. So good for me, precious. You're going to be so easy to train. Aren't you? You don't get out of things that easily, precious. You said you were mine. That means you belong to me. You don't get out of it now that you've come. Our actions have consequences, honey. You said you were mine in exchange for an orgasm. You seemed shocked, but there's no reason to be. You have me to take care of you from now on. And I think I'll be back for you later. I need to go make arrangements. Next time you see me, I'll be giving you a much more personal touch. And then you'll be coming home with me. I can't leave you alone for too long when you're marked like this. It leaves you too vulnerable to others, hon. I'll be back in a week for you. Have a good sleep in the meantime, precious. You deserve it. And I have a feeling when you are coming back with me, we're not going to be doing a lot of sleeping.